It's time for high school basketball right here on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
We are here at Fort Recovery High School, Portside Fieldhouse tonight, where the Indians will be taking on the Lincoln View Lancers. And also, between the JV and varsity games, we'll have the Hall of Fame induction for Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Kollig. So we are going to announcing the starters. Kyle Wallace is a 6-foot junior for Lincoln View. Josh Oberlintner, another 6-foot junior. Sam Meyer is a 5'11" junior. Creed Jesse is a 6'1" freshman, and a 6'3" freshman, Jake Bowersock. So that's the starters for the Lincoln View Lancers. And for our Indians, it's going to be, it'll be Regan Martin, it'll be Gavin Toby, it'll be Ryan Post, it'll be Brian Benn, and Ian Homan. So that's the starters for tonight. Next week, on Tuesday, the girls will host Jackson Center, a perennial girls basketball powerhouse. We, as far as I can remember, we've never played them in girls basketball. I don't think we've played them in any sport, but their boys and girls programs, especially in basketball, and also girls volleyball, are just outstanding. So that's going to be a heck of a game on Tuesday right here at Portside Fieldhouse. It'll be Fort Recovery Radio broadcast team for JV and varsity. Thursday, the girls will be at New Bremen, WPGW simulcast. Friday, the boys will host New Bremen. That may be a WPGW simulcast, but we may also be doing that depending on if Jay County wins on Wednesday. Saturday, boys will host Worthington Kilborn, and that'll be a WPGW simulcast. And between games, we'll be honoring Coach Al Sauter. So Gavin Toby on the opening tip tips it to Regan Martin, over to Ryan Post, and over to Gavin Martin on the right wing, deep, and out top of the key to Brian Benn. He'll kick it over to Regan Martin on the left wing, back to Gavin Toby on the right wing, to Ian Homan, who's moved up to the left wing. Ryan Post drives in, gets it to Ian Homan, to Brian Benn on the left wing. Ryan Post on the gets it down to Gavin Toby on the left corner. He goes up, one-hander, up and good. Indians lead 2-0. 2:25 left to go here. And Lincoln View brings it down. It's got to learn my players here because they didn't take their jerseys, their warm-ups off till the game, so I didn't get to see who was who. Creed Jesse with a 3-point basket. He's a 6-foot-1 freshman. They have a pretty good program at Lincoln View and have had for a number of years. We started playing them when Tom Bryan was their athletic director about 25 years ago, and we've just played them home and away ever since. So Regan Martin has it for the Indians in left corner, back out to Ian Homan, dribbles across the top of the key, gets it to Gavin Toby, kicks it to Ian Homan in the corner, shot up, and good, a 3-pointer. And Indians lead 5-3. Ian Homan does play some inside, but he is a very good outside shooter for the Indians. And Lincoln View has it, gets it inside to number 30, Jake Bowersock. Turnaround jumper on the left side, and that is good. 5-5 now. Ryan Post in the lane, gets it down into Brian Benn, back out to Regan Martin, a 16-footer, short, rebounded by Kyle Wallace. He gets it up court to Sam Myers, tries to get it inside, and Ryan Post steps in and steals that pass. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Ryan with a turnaround jumper, no good. And Sam Myers with the rebound. He gets it to Creed Jesse. Back to Myers, to Kyle Wallace. Wallace has it on the left wing. He's guarded by Ian Homan. Dribbles across and kicks it to Sam Myers in the right corner. Inside to Jake Bowersock. Misses a turnaround jumper from about 5 feet. Gavin Toby with rebound. Tries to pass it out to Ian Homan. Hits one of the Lincoln View players in the back, and Lincoln View comes up with it. Quickly down court and inside to Creed Jesse. He comes across the lane, makes kind of a reverse layup. And the Lancers lead 7-5 here. Just over 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ryan Post brings the ball up to Regan Martin in the right corner. Tries to go down inside to Ian Homan. And tried to lead him, and Ian was not going that way. So Lancers will take it out. Sam Myers gets it in to Kyle Wallace. Wallace dribbles down the lane. Out to number 15, Josh Oberlinter. Down to Creed Jesse, loses the ball. Ian Homan comes up, flips it to Regan Martin. He comes down, has it to Homan. Martin on the left wing to Ryan Post on the right wing. Three-point shot, no good. Gavin Toby with a rebound to Ryan again. This time he drains a three from the top of the key. 3.5 minutes to go here. Indians lead 8-7. And Kyle Wallace has the ball, brings it up court, and stolen by Gavin Toby. And he goes down, puts it in, 10-7. Nice play there. Gavin was just standing there waiting for him to throw that easy pass, and he just, as soon as the guy looked like he was going to make that pass, he jumped right in there. So Lancers have it inside. Get it inside to Jake Bowersock. Turn around, jumper, and foul on Brian Benn. He got the basket, so it's 10-9, Indians lead. And Bowersock will go to the line for one more shot to tie it up. 3:02 left here in the first quarter. And Bowersock in. So we've played 4 minutes, and it's tied 10-10. Ryan Post will bring the ball up court. He'll get it to Gavin Toby, who has it on the right side, to back out to Ryan on the right wing. Drives into the lane, kicks out to Regan Martin in the left corner. Three up and good. When Regan Martin gets that shot, he doesn't miss it very often. That is his shot, and he's only a freshman. Indians lead 13-10, 2:30 to go here. Out to Bowersock in the corner. Creed Jesse missed it. And rebound for Lincoln View. Try to throw it back outside and out of bounds. So Indians will get the ball on the offensive side of center court. Gavin Toby will pass it in to Ryan Post. Ryan has it. Dribbles over to the left wing. Over to the right wing. And inside to Brian Benn, into Regan Martin, breaking for the basket, and just misses he got a little too far under the basket for that, but he just missed that shot. Lincoln View with the ball. Oberlinter to Wallace, to Bowersock, back to Wallace. Three-pointer from at the top of the key, and we're tied at 13. Minute 45 to go here in the first quarter. Ryan Post brings it up court to Gavin Martin on the right wing, to Brian Benn, top of the key, deep, over to Gavin Toby on the right. Kicks it out to Regan Martin. Same shot from the right side. Somebody got a little piece of that. Came up quite short. And Clayton Leith with the ball inside to Creed Jesse. And Lincoln View now leads 15-13. Minute 10 left here in the first quarter. Ryan Post brings it up. And he'll dribble across, gets it to Regan Martin. Down on the right side, goes inside, goes up, puts up a one-hander, no good. And the ball loose, and It is Russell Gale with the rebound, puts up the shot, and he's fouled. Foul on Kyle Wallace. Each team with one foul. Indians have a foul on Brian Benn and one on Kyle Wallace for Lincoln View. So 55 seconds left, and Russell Gale at the line misses the first one. So it's 15-13. Russell Gale with one more foul shot. Takes a deep breath, up, and just off. And Lincoln View with a rebound, and it'll be Wallace bringing the ball up for the Lancers. He looks like a pretty good basketball player. And they've got a lot of pretty good-looking players on this team. Wallace is a junior. They have three juniors that started the JV, and they look pretty good. So I'm going to guess that their varsity team is pretty tough. So we have, let's see, they got a new player in here. That's Creek Jesse gets it over inside to Colton Trinkamp. Basket for him, 17-13. Now 4-point lead for the Lancers with 15 seconds left to Dylan Evers in the corner. Makes a two-pointer. So it's 17-15, 8 seconds to go. Wallace will bring it up. And he will go to the basket, goes all the way, had a nice move and a nice shot, but did not go in. Indians rebound, and the first quarter is over. So we'll be back in just a minute.
Start your new year out with our salad selections in our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 24th to January 27th. All parts are discounted from 10 to 20% off. It's our busiest week of the year, so please pre-order and avoid the lines. Also, right now, Hall Brothers has plenty of forced air heaters, or more commonly known as space heaters, in stock. We also sell and service space heaters and snowblowers to get you through the winter freeze. Open house is coming up January 24th through the 27th at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery.
Welcome back to Fortsite Fieldhouse, and we've played the first quarter. Indians are down 17-15, a lot of offense. Both teams are looking pretty good on offense. Defense has been decent, but there's some very good shooters on both teams, and some nice plays. And so right now the Indians find themselves down a couple of points to start the second quarter. And Lincoln View gets the ball in. It'll be Cullen Overholt. Misses a shot. Rebounded by Sam Myers. Out to Overholt. Back out to Wallace. Overholt. Back to Creed Jesse. To Wallace. Most of the offense goes through Wallace. Back to Overholt. Back to Wallace. He drives in. Foul as he started to make his move. Foul is on Gavin Toby. His first foul, team foul number two for the Indians. And Overholt will trigger it in to Creed Jesse. Back to Overholt on the right wing. Creed Jesse at the top of the key to Wallace on the left wing. This is a three-pointer. And out of bounds on the will go to the Lincoln View Lancers on the out of bounds play on the rebound, knocked out of bounds. So it'll go into Creed Jesse to Overholt, to Jesse, back to Overholt on the right wing, to Jesse, to Wallace, takes it inside to, can't see the number, it is inside to Jake Bowersock, and he goes for a kind of a half hook, and he's fouled, so he'll go to the line. 6-12 left in the second quarter. Bowersock will be shooting two free throws. First one is up. Bounces off the front of the rim and up and off the rim. No good. And he'll get a second foul shot. there were several subs for both teams, so we'll try to keep you up on that as they get in the action. Second one up and good, so it's 18-15 in favor of the Lancers. And Regan Martin will bring it across center court. He's on the right side, out past the volleyball line. Gets it to Gavin Toby. Gavin Toby dribbles across to the right and kicks it to Ryan Post down in the corner. Two-pointer up, no good. And the rebound, Dylan Evers a little bit across the back on that rebound. Trying to get that, so it'll be an out-of-bounds for Lincoln View Lancers. It'll be Wallace turning it into Oberlinter, who'll bring it across center court. Out, way out past the volleyball line. Now comes in a little bit. Gets it to Wallace on the left wing. Inside to Jake Bowersock. Goes up. And again, he is fouled. This time by Brian Binn. Nope, take it back. That was Gavin Martin. I thought Brian got it, but Gavin Toby, that's his. I think I said Martin. It's Gavin Toby. That's his second. He has two. Dylan Evers has two. And Bowersock back to the line. First one up and good, so it's 19-15 with 5:43 left here in the second quarter. And Bowersock, Bowersock will get another free throw. Lincoln View leading by four, now by five. Gavin Toby will take it out, get it to Regan Martin. He'll bring it up, down to Ryan Post in the right corner. He dribbles in, inside to Brian Benn, up. And good, and a foul. Nice play. Got it into Ryan. Ryan drove in, dished it to Brian Benn. He goes up and in. And so it's 20-17, and the and Brian Benn, first one, or his foul shot up and good. So it's 20-18, 5:35 to go here. And we're joined now by Mr. Reese Rogers. How are we doing, Reese?
Good.
All right. And the Lancers have it. I'm having trouble reading the numbers, so I can't tell you who has it. A three-point shot from the left corner. That was by Oberlinter. Missed it. And to Ian Holman at the top of the key. Three-pointer. That's his second three-pointer of the game. And the Indians now lead 21-20. 5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Lincoln View takes a timeout. Indians scored six straight points on them, and we'll take a timeout with them. Back in just a minute.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2017 Chevy Cruze LT. It's dark gray with heated seats, remote starter, and backup camera. It only has 13,000 miles, and it's only $14,900. Check out this and all their other vehicles at HastingsAuto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
Welcome back to Fort Sight Fieldhouse. Indians now leading 21-20. It was back and forth, back and forth. Lincoln View took a five-point lead. Indians scored six straight. Now it's 21-20 Indians, just under 5 minutes to go. Wallace gets it into Overholt. Dribbles out around the top of the key. Inside to Bowersock. Bowersock back out to Wallace. And another foul on Gavin Toby. That's his third. So
he's keeping him in there. So number 14, Wells, in to number 32, Jesse. Jesse will travel. Yep, there it goes. Rambo can call his travel. And we'll go back to the Indians. So Derek Locke, the double inbound it for the Indians. Gets in the Ryan Post. Ryan Post bringing up for the Indians. Tries to get the timetable. Gets it to Brian Benn. Brian Benn pulls up 18-footer up. No good rebound by Derek. Or Ryan Post. Up. No good rebound by Martin. Martin will get to the left corner. Into over to Derek. Over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will drive. Dish out to Brian Benn. Over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive base on the right side. Pulled out to Ian Holman for three. Up and good. Ian Holman's looking. Good looking shot there.
That's his third three. He's 3 for 3 from three-point range. Three different spots on the floor.
So number 11 overall will bring up. Give it up to number 32, Jesse, up to number 30, Browersock. Over to number 14, Wells. Inside to number 32, Jesse. And the basketball count. And he'll go line to another. Old-fashioned three-point play there. So you go to line, shoot another. Foul on Regan Martin. He'll go to the line, shoot one. 24-22, Indians on top. 2:35-4 left in the second half. Thanks.
Second quarter,
yeah. My bad. Ryan Post will bring up.
You're used
Indians
to the girls' games being two quarters.
Yeah. Ryan Post pulls up by 18-footer, up no good, rebound by number 14, Wells. Wells will bring it up, give it up to number 32, Jesse. Jesse will then drive, get it over, up no good, rebounded by Martin. Martin gives it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will bring it up for the Indians, 24-23. Ryan will then drive, pull out, and it'll be a foul on the floor on number 32, Jesse. That'll be his.
Jesse, his first team.
His first, team's fourth. Dylan Evers checks back in for the Indians for Brian Benn. 3:25 left here in the second quarter. And home will inbound it for the Indians. Gets into Derek Lochtefeld. Lochtefeld dribbles around, gives over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post will then dribble, get a screen by Derek. Dylan Evers, then Ryan Post throws up shot, rebound by Dylan Evers, offensive board, gives it to Derek Lochtefeld, then the Ryan Post loses it, Derek comes up with it, over to Regan Martin at the top of key, he'll drive to shot to Ian Holman, he will drive there with Lochtefeld over to Post, Post will drive middle, pull up a shot, no good, and will be fouled, so go line shooting two, foul will be on number 34, I believe, Sam Myers.
Yep.
And it looks like Ryan Post to go line shoot two. Regan or Russell Gale about to check in for the Indians.
So I know you had family obligations at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
The Lincoln View has started three juniors and they look pretty good. So that makes me think the varsity team might be pretty good. Three juniors and two freshmen started.
I don't think we have a junior on our.
No,
roster, I don't believe we do. So. Ryan's Post, first one up, no good. Ryan will throw up a second up and good. And checking in for the Indians, Russell Gale in for Ian Holman. Number 14, Wallace, will bring up for Lincoln View. He will drive around, give it into the post to number 30, Bowersock.
Yep.
And he loses it. Ryan Post comes up with it. Ryan will look around, give it over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive middle. Dish it out to Dylan Evers. Back to Regan Martin. Top of the key, 25-23 score here in the Fort Sack Fieldhouse. Gives over to 22, Derek. Lochtefeld with Dylan Evers. Back to Regan Martin, 4-3 up. No good, rebounded by Derek Lochtefeld. Throws it back up there. He's just got to bring that back out. He kind of forced that shot there.
Yeah, he was open. I don't think that's his shot. That looked like an awkward shot, but he was open, so I think he decided to take that chance and just didn't work.
Wallace has the top key for Lincoln View. Gives it to number 34, Myers, into number 15, Oberlinter. Oberlinter, and he will be fouled, so. Foul will be on number.
Oh, I said that wrong. It's Oberlittner.
Oberlittner.
I think I've been saying it wrong the whole game. Oberlittner.
And the foul will be on number 10, Ryan Post. His first, team's fifth. Number 15, Oberlinter will go to line shoot two. Missed the first. Brian Benn check in for Derek Lochtefeld. And number 23, Trick Camp is check in for number 30, Bowersock. So on the floor for the Indians right now, Russell Gale, Regan Martin, Dylan Evers, Ryan Post, and Brian Benn. Second up there for Oberlinter, and it's good. So he's going to check out in number 11, Overton. And it looks like Coach Overton is going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
I remember a time when we didn't have to wear sweaters in the house to keep warm.
That was just a few months ago. It's called summer.
But now, why do we have to wear sweaters indoors?
Because we have a horrible heating system. And why are you talking like an old man? You're only 37.
Oh, I forgot. I'll call Reasoner Energy. They'll uncover any problems and give us solutions. I hear Reasoner Energy has been the go-to heating expert for years and years.
Stop bit.
Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
And we're back here, Portside Fieldhouse, for JV Boys competition between Lincoln View and Fort Recovery Indians. Our score here, 25-24. 2 minutes left here in the second period. Coach O decided to take a timeout there at the end.
Indians up a point.
Yep, Indians are up 1 point. So better than they're looking a lot stronger than they were last night. So
yep.
Regan Martin gives it into Ryan Post. Ryan Post up for 15 footer up good. So that makes Ryan Post his 6 point of the night. Lincoln View getting up to number 14. Wallace stolen by
Ryan
Post. Ryan Post going strong. Gets fouled. No foul, but he'll stay with Lincoln View.
No, with Fort Recovery.
Or Fort Recovery, my
Lincoln
bad.
Lincoln View, they sort of blocked it. Like you said, I think he was more fouled than blocked.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, so, he touched it. So
Ryan Post throws up shot. No good. Rebound by number 14, Wallace. Wallace will give up to number 32, Jesse. Jesse will drive, pull up about 10-footer up and good. A good-looking pull-up right there for Lincoln View.
Indians lead down to one.
Yep. Ryan Post will bring out four of the Indians. 1:19 left in the second period. Ryan Post dribbling around, gets screened by Brian Ben. Pull-up, and no good. Rebounded by number 14, Wallace.
For Lincoln View, yep.
Gives up to number 32, Jesse. Jesse back to Wallace. Wallace will dribble around, bring it back out for Lincoln View. What's their Lancers?
Yep.
Number 30, Bob Bowersock is about to check back in along with Oberlinter. Gives over to number 32, Jesse back to Wallace. Oberlinter for three up, no good. Rebound by number 11, Overholt. Overholt will bring out, pull up about 18-footer, no good. Rebound by number 23, Trent Camp up, no good. Rebound by number 34, Myers up, no good. Rebound by Regan Martin. That's just one of those. Indians just got to get bored. That's
yep.
six straight or four straight shots at
yeah.
Lancer's guy, and that's yep. I bet Coach O's not too happy about yep. that.
Brian Benn caught a shot in the nose yep. somewhere along the line. Not bleeding, but made his eyes water.
Russell Gale, he's still struggling.
Yeah, he's really struggling. I'm not sure he can see straight.
He
took a pretty good shot. He's still shaking his head.
Brian Benn gets a shot. Up, no good. Rebounded by number 34 for Lancers. Sam Myers, and they bring it up, and there's about 6 seconds left. Number 32, Jesse gets a shot right at the end, and that's really what Coach Overton really doesn't want, to go in the half, and they're down now. So Coach O's not looking too happy. We'll take a break here and talk about a little bit of the game here after this. So we're going to take a break. Be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. The TurboMax by Great Plains takes vertical tillage to the max. With its hydraulically adjustable gangs and 3¾-inch overall blade spacing, TurboMax levels your seed bed without creating compaction. In the fall, run the machine with gangs at an angle to bury more residue. In the spring, keep the gangs straight to create a level, vertically tilled seed bed that is perfect for planting. Call K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today. See what the Great Plains TurboMax can do for you.
Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, Ohio is currently offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus to qualified Class A CDL drivers to fulfill the role of a third shift live haul driver. This position allows you to be home daily and offers an outstanding benefits package. To apply and find details relating to this position, please visit our website at cooperfarms.com/join our team or contact Human Resources at 419-375-4116. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
And we're back here at Portside Fieldhouse. Indians now losing 28-27, and they gave a shot right at the end of the half, and it just hasn't went their way. Yeah. And about 8:10 left here in halftime. JV team are being led in scoring by number 23, Ian Holman, and he has three threes, and he was on fire here at the start of this first half. So first part of the half he was. At least Neil said he made two threes which equals 6 points right at the beginning, and then he got one at the very end. So he's led scoring. And number 10, Ryan Post has six. Number 15, Brian Benn has three. Number 12, Dylan Evers has two. And number 4, Regan Martin has three. So for Lancers, number 32, Jesse has 14. Number 30, Bowersock has 8. Number 14, Wallace has 3. Number 15, Oberlinter has 1. And number, that's all they got on the board for scoring. So right now we're about 7 minutes and 10 seconds here in halftime. So we're going to take another quick break. And right now I'm going to play the Hall of Fame bibliographies for the upcoming inductees tonight in between the JV and varsity games. So we'll be back right after this.
The Fort Recovery High School Athletic Hall of Fame will induct two new members this Saturday, January 6th, between the JV and varsity boys basketball games against Lincoln View. The two new inductees will join the previous 39 inductees who have been selected since the Hall of Fame was established in 2007. The 2018 inductees are Christy Reisner-Diller and Greg Collig. This is a sports biography for Christy Reisner-Diller. Christy was a track and cross-country star during her career at Fort Recovery High School. She earned 2 letters in cross country, where she qualified for the regional during both her junior and senior seasons. She holds a school record for the 3.1 mile race. Christy was also a standout in track while at Fort Recovery, earning 4 varsity letters. She excelled in the 100, 200, and 400, as well as the sprint relays and the 200 and 400 meter hurdles. She earned a total of 6 All-MAC awards during her high school career. She represented Fort Recovery High School in 6 events at the state track meet, where she finished 3rd 2 times, 4th 2 times, and 5th once. Christy finished in the top 5 at the state track meet in the 400-meter dash for 4 straight years. She has held as many as 4 school records, the 100, 200, 400, and the 4x200 relay. After graduation from Fort Recovery in 1996, Christy continued her athletic career at the University of Dayton in cross country and both indoor and outdoor track. She earned a total of 5 varsity letters at the University of Dayton. She was a member of both the 4x800 and the 4x400 relay teams that set records at the University of Dayton. This is a sports biography for Greg Collig. Greg is a 2010 graduate of Fort Recovery High School who excelled in 3 sports during his athletic career here. He earned 3 letters in baseball, where he was awarded the pitching award during his freshman, sophomore, and senior seasons. He ranks 5th all-time in career wins with 14, 7th in career strikeouts with 189, 5th in season earned run average with a 1.15 ERA, and 1st in season winning percentage at 5 wins and no losses in 2007. Greg also won 4 letters in football at Fort Recovery High School. He was selected as the team MVP during his senior season. His name appears on the record books many times, including single game passing with 479 yards, touchdown passes with 6, and completions with 31, as well as season records for passing with 2,804 yards, completions with 196, and touchdown passes with 23. In his career, he passed for 6,689 yards on 490 completions with 57 touchdown passes, which are all school records. Greg also rewrote the record books in basketball. He's the career scoring leader with 1,727 points. The 631 points he scored during his senior season, when he led the Indians to an MAC championship and a regional runner-up finish in the tournament, ranks 3rd in season scoring. He has the 4th highest scoring game in Fort Recovery history with 42 points. Greg was selected as team MVP and first team All-MAC 3 times, including MAC Player of the Year twice. As a senior, he was first team All-Ohio and was voted Division IV Player of the Year in Ohio by the Coaches Association. Greg continued his basketball career at the University of Findlay, where he also excelled. He's in the University of Findlay record book numerous times, including 4th in career scoring and 2nd with highest scoring game with 55 points. During his senior season at the University of Findlay, he was selected as Great Lakes Intercollegiate Athletic Conference Player of the Year and 2nd Team All-American. Congratulations to Greg Collig and Christy Reisner-Diller, who will be inducted into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame this Saturday evening.
And welcome back to Forsyth Fieldhouse. We'll be going to that Hall of Fame ceremony after the JV game. As long as our equipment works properly, you will hear that live on the air. And, of course, it will be in the archives later with the JV game and with the varsity game and by itself. So there will be access to that ceremony later. I want to talk about some things coming up next week. As we talked about a little earlier, Tuesday, the girls are hosting Jackson Center, a really tough Shelby County League team that's
very good.
Their program is just unbelievable for the girls. They've been to state year after year after year, and they're just very good.
When I was at Bakken's, that was always the big one we always wanted. And usually it never went our way because I know their coach a little bit, and he's a great guy. He knows basketball like no other. So
then it doesn't get any easier on Thursday. We go play. We go to New Bremen. The girls do, and that'll be Paige Jones, and she was player of the year in the league as a sophomore. Did not play last year to be sure she didn't get hurt for her college scholarship with
Michigan.
That team up north. We're not allowed to say that word. So the team up north. So she has that in the bag. So she is going to play. And then on Friday, the boys host New Bremen. We'll simulcast WPGW for that. But that's scheduled. But more than likely, we will do our broadcast of that because Jay County has what should be an easy draw in their tournament game on Wednesday, which means they'll play on Friday and WPGW will be there. Then Saturday, the boys host Worthington Kilbourne. WPGW simulcast for the varsity. And between games, we'll be honoring Coach Al Sauter. He was the coach of our first state tournament victory, and that's 1971. And his son Tom is a head coach at Worthington Kilbourne, and that's going to be
pretty interesting.
That's going to be a very good thing. There is no admission at the door. It's a free will offering for the longest day. Charity that is to help find a cure and help with care of people with Alzheimer's. So that's going to be a big week next week. That's going to be a really good time for Fort Recovery fans and probably pretty emotional for a lot of people. Tom Sauter's been, he's head coach there. He was on the staff at Ohio State. He helped recruit and helped tutor a lot of the students. He was also, I believe, head coach at Eastern Kentucky University in Richmond. He's been around. He's just got a resume that's just unbelievable. Now he's coaching at Worthington Kilbourne. So getting ready for the start of the second half here. And we'll probably be joined in a little bit by Superintendent Justin Fertz, and he'll help Reese with the second half when he gets through with some tours that he's giving to the Lincoln View
squad.
Some of their administration. So
starting to have for the Indians, Brian Post, Gavin Toby, Regan Martin, Brian Benn, and Ian Holman. So Gavin Toby will get into Ryan Post, and this will start our second half, 27-28. Our score, Indians down a point. Ryan Post gives it to a corner. Regan Martin up the top to Gavin Toby. Gavin will give it back over to Ryan. Ryan will dribble around, give it over to Gavin Toby, over to Ian Holman, over to the corner, left corner. Regan Martin into Brian Benn up and good.
Nice.
Good move by Brian Benn to get an easy layup there.
And a great pass by Regan to get it to him.
Yep, and that gives Indians the lead here. On number 14, Kyle Willis will give it up to number 34, Myers. Myers gives it back over to Willis, over to number 32, Jesse. Jesse into number 15, Oberlin. Back to Jesse. Over to number 34, Myers. Over to the left corner. Number 14, Wallace. Back over to, they get it into number 30, Bowersock, and then he'll give it over to Jesse. Jesse will drive up, no good, and he will be fouled. That's
Gavin Toby again. I didn't see that. I saw Brian Benn with his hands straight up, and the guy kind of went into him. So Gavin Toby is getting some, he doesn't appear to be any more aggressive than he usually is, but he's sure getting some fouls called on him. That's his fourth.
Yep, so that means he'll be coming back out. He don't need to check in. Jesse makes his first. makes their score all tied up, 29 all, 6:06 up here in the third quarter. Jesse will get his second opportunity. Up and good. Dylan Evers getting in for the Indians, getting in the Ryan post. Ryan bringing up for the Indians. 30-29 bad guys here in Portside, and Ryan Post is away to number 34, which Sam Myers gives up to number 14.
Kind of a soft bounce pass.
Wallace will drive, dish out to Jesse. Jesse will drive, pulled by 8-footer up and good. That's a good move by Jesse. He's done that a few times tonight. He's pulled up right in front of Brian Bennett. It's worked every time. Ryan Post bringing up for the Indians. Hands off to, keeps it himself. Tries to get into, and Evers, and looks like, Coach Overton will take a timeout. We'll actually, let's see how full timeout, so we'll actually take a break. And we'll be back right after this on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Next Saturday, January 13th, Fort Recovery High School will host Worthington Kilborn High School in boys basketball. Worthington Kilborn is coached by Tom Souter. Tom is a graduate of Fort Recovery High School and is the son of former Fort Recovery Indians basketball coach Al Souter, who won the school's first state championship in 1971. Coach Souter has been battling Alzheimer's disease, and both schools will be playing for more than just a victory on Saturday night. The two schools and their communities will join together for an Alzheimer's benefit called the Longest Day. So next Saturday, January 13th, you're invited to team up with the Alzheimer's Association and Fort Recovery and Worthington Kilborn schools for a great cause and enjoy the sport that has meant so much to the Souter family while also helping to fight Alzheimer's. Together, the two communities will raise funds and awareness for care and support while advancing research to help find a cure for Alzheimer's disease. Admission to the game that night will be free of charge, but donations will be accepted at the door in honor of Al Souter and the Souter family's Longest Day benefit. In addition to the Alzheimer's benefit, we will be honoring Coach Souter between the JV and varsity basketball games. Be sure to get to Fortsight Fieldhouse for the game next Saturday night to help honor Coach Al Souter and help raise funds to find a cure for Alzheimer's disease.
And we're back here, Fortsight Fieldhouse. 32-29 score here. JV team losing to the Lancers. Ryan Post has at the top of the key. He's into Ben. Ben will dish it back out. Oh, good pass to Regan Martin. Up and good. That was a great pass by Regan Martin.
Regan cutting across the lane. Ryan and Ben. Ben got the Ben to him, or the pass to him.
Myers will pull up from about 3 feet. And up and no good. It'll go back to the Indians. So I think Coach Overton realized we'd call a break there.
Yeah.
32-31 bad guys. So Ryan Post bringing up for the Indians. Ryan Post get drum around to the right side. Gets into Brian Ben. Brian will and kickball on Jesse. So he'll stay with the Indians. Ian Holman inbounding for the purple. Ian gets into Brian. Brian will turn around Jay up and good. So good move by Brian.
Nice move. Nice pass.
Yep. So number 14.
I have a feeling we'll see a lot of that over the next 4 years.
14. Wallace will get it up to number 30. But about or 34, Sam Myers, and then 32, Jesse will pull up. No good. Rebounded by number. Nope, it's on the floor, and it should be a jump ball. If Ron Bokey ever calls it.
Took him a while to call it, but nobody ever had possession. Both of them were rolling around on the floor. Kind of had to, they needed to blow the whistle about a second or two earlier.
Yep, so number 14, Wallace will inbound it for the Lancers. Wallace will inbound it to number 34, Sam Myers of the number 32, Jesse. Back to number 14, Wallace. Wallace will lose it, but gets it back. Is the number 34, Myers. Back to Wallace, over to number 32, Jesse. Back to Wallace. Wallace will drive, get plowed over by Brian Bing because he ain't going through him. And they throw up a shot, no good. Rebound by Ian Holman. Up the Ryan Post, over to Regan Martin. Regan will drive, dish out to Ian Holman. That's a travel.
Yeah, but didn't call it.
Ian Holman will give it back over to Regan. Regan will fire up a three up, no good, short air ball. So it will go to the Lancers.
Looked like a really nice shot, but it came up short. It wasn't like he was shooting one from 25 feet. It was about a 20-footer.
Leaf checks in for Lancers. Is it? Wallace will get the inbound from
number 15 overall enter. Wallace loses it. Regan Martin comes up with it. Regan will go up the right side of the court. Stop. We'll give it to Ian Holman over to the left corner. Dylan Evers. Dylan will fire up a shot. That was a...
That almost hit the ceiling.
Yeah, that... So that'll be a foul on number 4, Regan Martin.
Yeah, on that rebound.
So it will go back to the Lancers.
Yeah, he shot that up there, and it went way up in the air.
Jesse went about number 14, Wallace. Wallace up to number 3, Leaf. Back over to Wallace. Over to number 15, Overlander. Back to Wallace. Wallace gets to number 32, Jesse. Back to Wallace. Wallace will pull 3 short off the front iron. Gives it the number, rebound by Leaf. Leaf will give it over to number 32, Jesse. Jesse will drive, pull about 8. No good rebound by Ryan Post. Ryan Post
a lot
will bring
of contact
it up
in there, but yep, no call.
Ryan Post will drive, get fouled, but no
contact
call
there.
And it'll stay with the Indians.
There's a lot of contact there.
Yep.
Derek, get his arm grabbed.
Derek Lagerfeld checking in for the Indians for Dylan Evers.
On the other end, there's a lot of bumping.
Yeah.
For contact, this one was just somebody grabbed his arm.
So Ian Holman checking in for, or inbounding for the Indians, gives up to Brian Benn. Brian's going to hand it off, loses it. Ryan Post comes up with it. Ryan will then drive and pull up about 8 foot. No good. Rebound by Brian Benn. Brian Benn will put it up. And
oh,
no good.
That bounced
and
wow. 4 times. Oh, that should have gone in.
Jesse will bring up 4 Lancers. Jesse will give it over to number 3, Leaf. Leaf will bring it back out, get the number 11, Overholt. Overholt setting up the offense. 33-32 our score. Good guys on top. Overholt gives over to number 3, Leaf, over to number 15 in the corner, into number 30.
Power shuffle his feet twice.
And number 3, Leaf fires up a shot. No good. Rebounded by Derek Lockenfeld. Up to Martin. Martin will then drive baseline up and
oh,
good
nice
move by Regan Martin.
Man, that is a nice move.
Number 11, Overholt will get in for Lancers. Over number 15, Oberlin. Leaf having a little trouble getting across half court. Gives it to Jesse over to number 15, Overlinter, and he will be fouled on by number 4, Regan Martin. So he'll go line shooting 2. It's
Regan's third, I believe.
It looks like Russell Gale will check in for Regan Martin. 35-32 our score. 2:10 left here in the third. Dylan Evers checking back in as well with Russell Gale. Number 15, Overlinter. He is first up and good. So Regan Martin comes back out and Brian Benn.
So Evers and Gale go in. Is that who I saw? Dylan Evers and
yep, Russell Gale.
Yep.
He'll fire up a second. Up, no good. Rebounded by... And wow, what a play by Jesse. Throw it off Evers and stay with the Lancers.
He was going out of bounds, grabbed it, flipped it back at the feet of, I believe that was Dylan Evers, had no chance to get it. So
Overholt will inbound it for the Lancers. Overholt will look around, give the number 14 in the corner, Wallace. Wallace will give back to Overholt. Overholt, 4-3, up and good. Nothing but net.
Wow.
And that's just one of those, that's a play that is in almost every coach's playbook right there.
Yep.
Just a screen going to the corner, and the corner's wide open for the Lancers.
Yep.
Ian Holman gets in to Russell Gale, back to Ian Holman. Ian Holman thinks about 3, shuffles his feet, should have been in trouble. Gets it to Russell Gale. Russell will pull about 8, and no good. Rebound by number 34, Myers. Gives up to number 14, Wallace.
Indians down a point now with a minute 37.
Wallace gets over to number 34, Myers. Back to number 11, Overholt. Overholt the Wallace. Back to Overholt. Overholt sending up the offense. Gives over to number 34, Myers. Into number 30, Bowersock. Bowersock makes a move up and good. That's a good move by Bowersock. And it'll be fouled by Dylan Evers.
I thought he shuffled his feet at the beginning of the move and took at least one extra step at the end, but no call.
No call. So
referees were closer than I was, and I don't have any problem. But they're going to let both teams kind of get that extra little step on the move. That's not the worst thing in the world. Indians down 3.
So he'll throw up his and one shot. No good. Rebound by Dylan Evers.
Nice.
Dylan will give it up to Ryan Post. Ryan Post making a move. Up and good, and one. What a play by Ryan Post.
He made the move and was, I think he was going to pass till he got fouled, and then he kind of threw it at the basket, and it bounced around and went in. So,
yep. So
that's a smart play.
Ryan Post will go to the line. Trying to tie here. 37-38 bad guys, but Ryan Post has a chance to tie.
Yep. Ryan, usually a reliable free throw shooter.
Ryan Post up no good. Rebound.
Oh, man.
You jinxed him, Neil.
Yep.
Come on.
I did.
Number 14, Wallace, will bring it up for Lancers. 102 left here in the third. Wallace will give it over to number 34, Myers. Myers gives in to number 30, Bowersock. Bowersock loses it, and it'll be a jump ball. Good. I mean, Russell Gale is one of those kids that'll go through a wall.
He's like
the Brett Cog of
yeah.
the girls' basketball. But Russell Gale will go through a wall for a ball.
That's a very good comparison. Both of them just go at it.
Brian Benn checks in for Dylan Evers.
They never stop. They're always after the ball, and they're pretty good at getting it.
Yep. 50 seconds left here.
And Ryan down the point.
Ryan Post jumping around the top of the key over to Derek Lockfield. Back to Ryan Post. Ryan Post gives it to Ian Homan. Ian Homan fires up a three up. No good. Ian Homan hasn't shot three since the start of the third. He's getting a little cold there.
Yep.
Number 32. Jesse gives out to number 14, Wallace. Wallace will drive up and no good. Rebound by number 23. Trent Camp gets it back out to number 34. That's a travel by Myers. You can't catch the ball and take a step back. So 38-37 still. Bad guys. Reggie Martin checks in for Derek Lockefeld.
20 seconds left in the third quarter. Indians down one.
Yep. So Ian Homan inbounds it to Ryan Post. Ryan Post slowly bringing up for the Indians. 14 seconds left here. Russell Gale over to Ian Homan. Into Brian Benn. Great move, Brian Benn.
Oh,
way
man.
To find him, Ian Homan.
That is great. That's a great play, a great move.
Lancers moving up quick. 2 seconds left. Gives out the number three. Leaf up and no good at the buzzer. So we'll take a break here
at the start of the fourth
quarter. Good guys on top, 39-38. And we'll be back here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
Be sure to stop it.
And we're back here. Neil, just wanted to come back on early to talk about the St. Henry game last night. It's just one of those games.
I don't want
to
talk about that.
It's not what we got to talk about. I mean, it's a MAC game. And I mean, just one of those games where the Indians just got to find another score throughout the game where PDG it can get the ball out of PDG's hand.
Yep.
Because PD was eventually face guarding where he really that took him out of his game, and then they had one of Tyler Slarman, just an outstanding player, senior.
Yeah.
And he just really took over the game and just made it.
He is a great athlete, and he was hot. I think he's a very good basketball player, but he's not a great basketball player, but he sure looked great last night. And he, every time he touched the ball, he shot a three. One of them, he had the ball in his hands for less than a half a second and made a turn and shot.
And it
just dead center from 22 feet.
It's just one of those games Indians just got to forget about.
Yep.
And I bet Coach Basher, I was up actually hitting in the sack row this morning. I seen the whole team was in the community room watching film on Lincoln View. I bet the Indians are on turn the switch on and let the Lancers feel it. So number 30, Bowersock gets easy layup. So
Indians down a point now.
They give up the Ryan Post. Ryan will lose it. He gets it to Regan Martin. It's going to be over and back if Ron Boakie sees it. Nope. It's going to stay.
There was a couple of guys that touched it. I believe Regan touched it last going when it went back across center court, but he didn't call it that way. So it would have been one of those bang-bang plays where it was touched three or four times, and who touched it last, it's hard to say.
Ryan Post is over Gavin Toby. Then Regan Martin loses it, and Lancers coming back, and Ian Homan steals it from number 14. Wallace's pass. Gavin Toby bring up strong for the Indians. Give it over to the corner. Martin drives in. Give it out to Ian Homan over to Ryan Post. Ryan Post shoots that three up and good. So that makes our score 42-40. Good guys on top. 5:57 left here in the fourth.
Ryan hadn't been shooting well lately, but he needs to shoot that shot, and he sure did. And that was, and it was dead center, man. That was good.
Number 14 Wallace will bring up for the Lancers. Finds number 30 on a cut. Bowersock up and good, and it's a good play by the Lancers. That's really hard to defend there.
Tied at 42, 5:40.
Ryan Post bringing up for the Indians. Ryan will give it, and he traveled. Yep, good call.
Yeah,
these were the same two officials at the JV Girls game.
Yep.
That's incredible.
Yep. But
Rombo, I don't know. I can't remember this dude's name.
Jeff Griesdorn, China Griesdorn.
Yep.
He reffed years ago and then quit for a long time while his kids were in high school. And he's been back the last 5 or 10 years. And
I've known Rombo for a long time. Yep. My dad's for sure reffed with him on many of times, so I know who he is. Yep. So.
And Jeff Griesdorn is one of the greatest people ever.
These are two legendary officials.
JV game.
Yeah.
But they do JV games.
It's just like what my dad does. He does a lot of the girls more because it's too quick for him, and he just doesn't get up and down the
court. Well, it's more relaxing for the same amount of money, and they enjoy it more.
Yep.
And you don't get as much hollered at.
Yep. So. Lancers go down, fire up a shot, no good. So Indians have back on their side of the court. Kicked out bounds by Lancer, so stay with the Indians. Number 4, Regan
Martin. Always a good thing to have very good officials for the JV game. Yep. That doesn't happen a lot of places, and we've got several of them in our league.
Yeah. Gavin Tobey makes a spin around move up and good, so makes it score 44-42. Indians take the lead for the first time in a while. Wallace will get up to number 34. Myers up to number 32. Jess will get back to Wallace over to number
15. Wallace has it now. Yep.
Oberlinter, Wallace gets it back. Over to number 32, Jesse. Back to Wallace. Over to Myers into the corner. 15, Oberlinter. Into number 30, Bowersock. He gets foul on the floor, so they'll take out their own basket. Number 15, White. Ryan Bain will call for a foul. That'll be a second team's fifth.
Only one team foul on Lincoln View.
So Wallace will inbound it for the Lancers. It gets stolen by Inhoman. Wow, what a...
He was waiting for that one, wasn't he?
Yep, he was.
He pounced on that one.
Ryan Post will bring it up for these. He has a clear lane to basket, and that's going to be a block and one.
Oh, man.
That kid got pretty close to a charge, but he was still moving as Ryan went into him. So he'll count as a block.
Ryan was he faked going in, and the kid went away. Back, and the guy moved away from him. He just went right in at the basket, and the other guy stepped in, and he didn't get there in time.
So he's going to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Up, no good. Rebound by Brian Bin up and good. So
man.
4-point possession there for the Indians.
Indians now lead by 6. 4 minutes to go.
Myers gets up the court.
Two good possessions here for the Indians.
Myers gets over it, and that's going to be a foul on number 23, Ian Holman. I'll be his first team sixth.
His first team sixth.
Number 11, Overholt will check in for Lancers for Sam Myers. Coming up after this, me and Jeff Vaughn will do the varsity competition between the Lancers and the Indians, so stay tuned.
Yep. And in between, it'll be the Hall of Fame.
Yep, that's even better, I'd say. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how the game goes.
Yep, overhaul over to Jesse, back over to Overholt.
I wouldn't mind if the game ended up being better than the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Wallace into number 15, Oberlinter, and up and good. So it looks like the Lancers are going to take a timeout. Our score here at the court, 48-44. We'll be back right after this.
Be sure to stop in to Brick Street Tavern every Friday night for a Queen of Hearts drawing at 10 o'clock. You could win thousands of dollars if your name is drawn and you pick the Queen of Hearts. The pot just keeps getting bigger every week that we have no winner. Ask your server for tickets when you stop in for lunch. You have to be there to win the full amount, but even if you can't get there for the drawing on Friday night, you can still get 40% of the pot. So be sure to get your tickets for Brick Street Tavern's Queen of Hearts drawing and be ready to win some big bucks. You can stop by Brick Street anytime to buy your tickets. The drawing will be every Friday night at 10 o'clock after the basketball games.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And we're here at the Fort. They just announced Coach Brian Patch gets his 221st win, making him the winningest coach in Fort Recovery history. So congratulations to Brian Patch.
And that is a combination of guys and girls. Yep. Total wins.
Wow. Ryan Post has a clear length of basket all the way third course court and up no good. Rebounded by number 14.
And hard into the wall.
Wallace gives them 11. Overhold back to Wallace. Wallace will fire up a three. Up ain't good. So makes the score 48-47. Good guys. Ryan Post bringing up for the Indians.
So he scored five quick ones after that timeout.
Ryan slowing it down just like he needs to. 3:14 left here in the fourth. Gets a screen by Gavin Toby. Good screen. Martin will give it back over to Gavin Toby. Gavin to the left corner. Ian home in to Brian Benz. Tipped out. And we'll go back to the Lancers. Number 32, Jesse will give it over to number 14, Wallace. Up no good for three. Brian Benn with the board. Gives up to Ryan Post. On the fourth innings right now, Ryan Post, Gavin Toby, Ian Homan, Brian Benn, and Regan Martin. Gavin Toby will make a move. Hand it off to Ryan. Regan Martin, not Ryan Post. Regan will then go up for an easy left-hand layup.
That was a nice move.
The 47er nice score.
Indians are up three again. 2.5 to go.
Overholt will bring it up for the Lancers. Gives it to Jesse. Jesse back to Overholt. Overholt thought about three. Doesn't shoot. Gives it to number 14, Wallace. Back to number 11, Overholt. To the corner. Jesse back over the top. Overholt over to Wallace. Wallace will then dribble around. Give it back up to Overholt. And they're just looking for a three, I think.
Yep. And there it is.
Willis will fire up a three. No good. Rebound by Regan Martin. Regan Martin will bring it up for the Indians. 50-47 in the fourth. Regan Martin will get it. Nope, he won't do anything. Coach Oak will stand out. We'll take one with him here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a Healthmark pharmacy. The new year brings new Medicare prescription drug coverage, and it can also bring new savings. If you're age 65 or over, our knowledgeable pharmacists and staff at Kalp Pharmacy can help you make sense of your Medicare prescription plans, and we'll look for ways to help you save money on prescriptions. Just bring your prescriptions into Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 and see if we can help you start saving. Healthmark, caring for you and about you.
Need some glass cut, keys made, paint custom matched, or your favorite item professionally framed? Of course, you know the place to go. It's the helpful folks at Wangler Ace Hardware, where hardware is only the beginning. We have knowledgeable people who understand that you're trying to get something done. We make it easy to get in, get out, and get back to work. Wangler Hardware in Fort Recovery offers service, selection, and tradition since 1916.
Welcome back to Fortside Fieldhouse. Minute 57 to go in the fourth quarter. Indians lead 50-47.
Just seeing two people come across the top of the balcony. Chelsea Cog and Brady Cog with Lil Remy with them.
All right.
They must have came back early like I did from the family party, so I bet my parents are probably not too happy about that. But
but it's a big night.
Yep, big night. For sure, Brady knows Greg.
Oh, yes.
Really well.
Yeah.
Cousins. Yep, and Gavin Toby will pick up a charge. Now be his fifth, and so he's done.
Man.
Gavin Toby's not one of those kids that'll foul out. And
no, he
barely ever fouls alone.
Yeah, he's that one was an aggressive move, but yeah. You know, he plays aggressive, but the other fouls, I don't know, I thought they might have been a little ticky-tacky, but yep, that's okay.
Yep, so Lances get it up to Overholt.
We have a bench full of pretty good players, so
yeah. And that's one of those things that I bet Coach O is happy about this year. He doesn't have juniors, and juniors is one of those. It's one of those. Not saying if you're a junior on JV, but it's really not what you want as a JV coach, because you really want to teach the young ones up for their next step, which is the bars game next year. Us taking away three seniors, three big seniors, is something's got to step up for the team for sure. Because PD really can't do it all for two straight years.
No.
And so the Indians will inbound it. Lancers throw up shot, no good. So Indians will inbound it into. And wow, what a read by number 14.
Yeah, we...
easy layup there.
Yeah, we got it in, tried to throw it back to Ian. He had moved down court, and Wallace just grabbed it. He's a freshman for Lincoln View. They got three juniors on this team. So I don't know if they just don't have a lot of young players, or they get some... The juniors I've seen are pretty good, so they need playing time.
And he's getting into the band for a two-point basket, 52-49 our score.
Under
and
a minute.
And now the Lancers are in panic mode. They got to get either a quick two or a three, and Myers pulls it by 15 for up and good. That's exactly what the Lancers want, and they'll take a timeout, so we'll take one with them here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
52-51, Indians ahead. 30 seconds.
From Wayne Street Market. Start your new year out with our salad selections and our produce section. Don't forget to add our Cooper's Turkey from the deli department to add on your salads. And remember, Valentine's Day will be here before you know it, so don't forget that special someone in your life. We do customized gift baskets for all occasions. Thanks for shopping Wayne Street Market in historic downtown Fort Recovery, Ohio.
We're back here at Fortsite Fieldhouse. Indians lead 52-51, 42.9 seconds left. Lincoln View just scored. Indians will be taking out the ball out of bounds. That's the full length of the court to go. 42.9 seconds, 1-point lead.
I'm really kind of want to see what Coach O drew up here.
Yep.
I don't know if he's going to see if they can take up a lot of time, get fouled, or
they are going to do
a Hail Mary pass. The right post, what a pass. He traveled.
One step.
He took three steps, but
I think it was one. But he didn't make it.
Nope. So,
man, that was a good play, though. I like it.
And Lancers are just going to call timeout to draw something up. They got 33 seconds, and we're just, let's just stay here.
Okay.
So, coming up right after this, the Hall of Fame inductees. So you guys stay and
Hall
listen
of Fame
to that.
Ceremony. We
even,
will.
Even if you can get to this game,
yeah.
If you're listening,
hurry up and get
sure,
up here.
Because it's going to be.
This is going to be neat.
Yep.
It's Greg Colley.
One of the best. Greg
arguably
Colley.
The best, definitely one of the best athletes and probably basketball players ever to play at Fort Recovery. And Christy Reisner-Diller.
I don't know who that is.
She's right down here, and she is the oldest sibling of all the Reisners that there are two or three of them on our state championship cross country team, undefeated 162-0, whatever 158-0 cross country team. It was honored a year or two ago. She was the first sibling of those Reisner boys to Reisner family to be a runner. And the first I was aware was her brother Matt, when he was a freshman, sophomore, was running around town, and nobody knew who he was. Nobody had ever been running around town before, and all of a sudden there's this guy running around town all day, every day.
Yeah,
and turned out pretty good.
Oh, my Lord, the Lancers lose it.
Yep,
turn it over, and I don't know if they're going to foul, or they trapping that. If I was the Lancers right there, I would trap the Ryan Post in that corner, because they had him in.
Yep.
In that corner, where it's really not a great place to go if you're trying to get a foul call, but it looks like Coach O's going to take a timeout. We'll take one with him. We're on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Grain handling is a vital part of every farmer's operation. And at Hall Brothers, we carry the best in grain handling equipment, and that's durable Mayrath augers. Mayrath augers feature heavy-duty steel on the tube and flighting, fully pivoting swing-away hoppers. They're galvanized to prevent corrosion, and the price. Because we ordered a truckload, we have the biggest discounts they offer. So right now is the best time to get the best price on a new Mayrath auger. Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, your local Mayrath dealer.
27.2 seconds left in the JV boys competition. Indians up one on the floor. Ian Holman, Ryan Post, Regan Martin, Brian Benn, and Russell Gale. Ian Holman inbound it over to Ryan Post. Wow, that is a risky pass.
Down underneath of their basket.
Whew, man. Wow, Ian Post, that is the most riskiest pass you can throw towards their basket.
Yeah, Ryan Post down,
yep.
Just short of out of bounds under their basket. Wow, that'd have been 24.9. Now we are taking it out under their basket.
Ian Holman will inbound it. 25 seconds left. They give it in to Regan Martin. Over Ian Holman. It's swatted away. Wow. And Regan Martin got hurt. He gets across that court. Gets up to Russell Gale. Almost stolen.
Yep.
Wow.
Indians are passing it around, keeping away from people. 9.5. And that'll only be the sixth team foul.
So, I mean, Lancers had three chances there to get the ball on these.
Indians, 9.5. Indians have not been really smooth at getting the ball inbounds here this last minute of the fourth quarter.
And it looks like Coach O is going to take a timeout and draw up a different play, because that last time he did that, that was not very pretty. So we'll take a break here.
Full timeout.
Right after this.
Indians by one.
If you're looking for a great low-mileage used vehicle, Hastings Auto Sales is the place to go. They have a nice selection of vehicles on the lot, plus they can easily locate anything you're looking for. Stop in and check out this vehicle, a 2014 GMC Terrain with the SLT1 package. It's pearl white with a leather interior, remote starter, and much more. It has 28,000 miles, and it's priced at only $19,400. Check out this and all our other vehicles at hastingsauto.com. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather.
They're coming back early from the timeout, so we'll jump back in early too.
Here in the fourth, 52-51 JV boys competition.
Yep, Indians leading by a point, 9.5 to go.
Regan Marlin bound it for the Indians. Regan will get it into Ryan Post, and a Lancers will foul on number 11, Overholt. It'll be 1-1 for the Indians. Ryan Post going to the line. These are two critical free throws.
Yep. And I'm...
Or one really critical free throw, if you want to put that way.
I'm really happy with Ryan being at the line, although anybody out there is pretty decent foul shooters, so... But Ryan's usually pretty reliable. Said that last time and he missed, but this
Ryan
time he's making it.
First one up, no good. Rebound by the Lancers. So they got a shot. 5 seconds left, and looks like the Lancers will take a timeout.
Yep, Wallace got that rebound. That's exactly who they want to have with the ball, because he's a pretty smart player, especially for a freshman. But, so they're taking a
full timeout. So we'll take one with him. We're in a port recovery internet radio.
You're tough. You've endured some of the most brutal weather imaginable. When others complain, you carry on. You're Ohio tough. But once you close your front door, there's no reason to put up with it anymore. Not if you've got the right heating solution from Reasoner Energy. Dual fuel heat pumps and furnaces and geothermal heat pumps. The best, the warmest, the most dependable heating solutions. Reasoner Energy. Ohio tough. Like you. Call 419-678-4850.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Archway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Archway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superior ration without a lot of fuss, grind it Archway.
And we're back here at the Fort Site Fieldhouse. 5.2 seconds left in the JV competition. Indians are up one. They fire up a shot. Up no good. Rebound by
on the ground. And Wallace put a shot up. Bounced around the rim. That burned a little bit of time. And on the rebound, the time runs out. Indians lead, win 52-51. We'll be back in just a minute with the beginning of, or with the Hall of Fame ceremony, and maybe a little bit of talking about the JV game, but probably right away going to the Hall of Fame. Back in just a minute.
Are you looking to become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. The Fort Recovery Division of Cooper Farms is currently seeking individuals to fill open egg packaging and sanitation positions. To learn more about these positions as well as other open positions, please visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Running late? Can't
can't decide what to make for supper? Just don't have time to make supper? Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them get your meal ready for you. Everybody can get what they want. Subs, great sandwiches, all kinds of deep fried goodies, plus their famous wings and pizza. Be sure to stop by on Friday for their pizza and wing lunch buffet. And don't forget to make your reservations for your kid's birthday party or any other occasion. So whether it's getting your supper ready tonight or reserving your lanes for a party, let Corey and Jared take the hurry and stress out of your day. Just call them at 375-4274.
We're back here at Fort Saint Fieldhouse getting ready for the Hall of Fame ceremony. We'll turn it over to Mr. Harold Feely. It looks like they are just moments away, and he's stepping up there, so we will be off, and Mr. Harold Feely will be on.
We had some technical issues at the beginning of the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. There are several places where our signal drops, and we do not have all of the Hall of Fame ceremony. We pick it up just a few moments into the induction for Christy Reisner-Diller, and there are a couple of spots where it cuts out. But for the most part, the Hall of Fame ceremony is here.
Christy transferred to The Ohio State University after 3 years at UD, and she graduated from OSU in 2001 with a Bachelor of Science degree in Allied Health. She has been a physical therapist for 16 years, with the last 10 years at the Community Sports and Therapy Center. She also is coaching cross country here at Fort Recovery High School. Christy and her husband, Jack, reside here in Fort Recovery. They have four children: Jake, who is a freshman, Megan, who is a seventh grader, Reese, who is in third grade, and second grader, Evan. Congratulations, Christy, on your induction in the FRHS Hall of Fame. Let's hear it. Our second in. This one might be a little tougher for me. Greg is a 2010 graduate who excelled in three sports during his athletic career at Fort Recovery High School. He earned three letters in baseball, where he was awarded the pitching award during his freshman, sophomore, and junior seasons. He ranks fifth all-time in career wins with 14, seventh in career strikeouts with 189, fifth in season ERA, 1.15, and first in season winning percentage. He was 5-0 in 2007. Greg won letters in football at FRHS. He was selected as a team MVP during his senior season. His name appears in our record books many, many times, including single game passing, 479 yards, touchdown passes, 6, completions, 31, as well as season records for passing, 2,804 yards, completions, 196, and touchdown passes, 23. In his career, he passed for 6,689 yards on 490 completions with 57 touchdown passes, which are all school records. Greg also rewrote the record books in basketball. He is a career scoring leader with 1,727 points. Yeah, let's hear about that. .631 points he scored during his senior season when he led the Indians to a MAC championship and a regional runner-up finish in the tournament, ranks third in season scoring. And by the way, that tournament game in Trent Arena, that was a killer for us, wasn't it, Gregor? There just happened to be an NFL wide receiver that was on the floor that night. There was also an NBA first round draft choice that was on the floor that night. And I can just about bet you, if you asked anybody in that gym that night, who's the best player on the court, it would have been purple and white number 32, Greg Kyle. He has the fourth highest game, 42 points in FRH history. Greg was selected as a team MVP and first team All-MAC three times, including MAC Player of the Year twice. As a senior, he was the first team All-Ohio, and he was Division IV Player of the Year. Greg continued his basketball career at the University of Findlay, where he's in the record books numerous times, including fourth in career scoring and second in the highest scoring game with 55 points. He was selected as a GLIAC Player of the Year and second team All-American during his senior season. After graduation from Findlay, Greg played professional basketball in Spain for Porca Lide. A little tough one, I don't know. Greg currently lives in Miamisburg, Ohio. He works for Alt Henderson and Lewis as a staff accountant. I heard your boss is kind of a prick, too, I think. I heard that, too. On a more serious note, I will say, Luke Colleg, I want to thank you for raising two of the neatest kids and working your butt off to make them so good on this basketball court. It gave us a lot of fun times and fun memories. Luke, you're the best, man. Greg also did a little coaching for us here at junior high level. We're hoping maybe we can get him back. Greg's currently single, but it ain't going to be for long. He's got a beautiful fiance, Emma Owens, over here. He's going to get married here in September of this year. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for arguably one of the best athletes that ever played at Fort Recovery High School, Mr. Greg Colleg. The display honoring these and the past inductees is in the hallway just behind me. There also will be a reception at the KFC Hall tonight following the varsity game. Everybody's invited. On behalf of the Athletic Booster Club, we'd like to thank everyone for helping us honor these great athletes. One more time, let's hear it for Greg and Christy. As Big P would say, come on. You can do better than that. Thanks, everyone.